What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the 10 Minute Misconduct Podcast. So we did two episodes in like 3 days last week. It took us a full week to get another one out.
Yeah, yeah.
It is what it is.
I think
we're going to cut back to one a week now with, playoff races are picking up, but like once playoffs start, I think it'll be too much to have two episodes a week. Like, what the fuck are we going to talk about?
I was kind of planning on switching over to that for playoffs anyway, and then we kind of forced ourselves into it by not being able to get together this weekend.
Yep.
And then, yeah, you know what? I'm giving her a shout-out. Shout-out to big fan, big listener, Elizabeth on Instagram. She's always been great with giving us feedback, and she actually just said to us, like, on Saturday, she's like, hey, love the show. Love you guys. Please keep doing it. She's like, but two a week kind of seems like a chore sometimes. Like, you should cut it back to one a week.
Yeah, we say it ourselves. We don't have shit to talk about, and then
the last couple episodes, we're not as into it. So, and then we like accidentally just went with it already anyway. So,
yeah,
perfect timing, I guess. Yeah, I think we're going to do one a week for now. We were planning on doing that for the off season anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to ask you about it for playoffs, so that's only like 2 weeks away.
Yeah.
So, might as well start now.
Yeah.
And I got that shout out, I have one more shout out to throw in here. I planned on doing this Saturday.
But
it has to be said. So Zach sent us a screenshot from people, dumb Devils fans, talking about the Devils on Twitter.
Yeah.
But shout out to at King Chad Sr. on Twitter. He just fully embodies the spirit of 10MM.
Yep.
I followed him. I sent him a message, told him to check out the show. He said he would. I hopped in there and I fucking shit on the
it's an early goal horn.
Then some fucking dude, another Devils fan, this cunt Dan O'Connor, fuck you. He's still going. It's Tuesday. I think this started Friday. I'm still getting notifications of this Dan guy crying. And apparently he's the storyboard artist for Rick and Morty and just an absolute retarded Devils fan.
Wow.
So, fuck that guy.
Do you have a screenshot of what happened? Or no? Just because the context it was in was fucking hilarious.
Oh, yeah, I'll just read the one that Zach sent us.
Yeah, do that. Because, I mean, the guy, what was his name? The dumb fuck?
That's not even the original dumb fuck. So the original dumb fuck was some Bruins fan who was just a huge cuck. All right. So the original dumb fuck was the original dumb fuck tweet. So Dan O'Connor.
Yeah, dumb fuck.
Fucking dumb fuck. Rick and Morty guy. He said, none of the above. I forget what he was referring to. So I hate to save this team from the draft end of the year's development, blah, 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 blah. They need to trade their picks, they need established talent, blah, blah, blah. They need to get some veterans.
He wants to win now instead of be good at for fucking 10 years.
Yeah, he wants to go
2 years from now.
What Lou did to murder the team.
Yeah. He wants Michael Ryder back on the team.
King Chad Sr. goes, Dan, respectfully, you are retarded.
Yeah.
And then this cuck Bruins fan goes, I wish I could put into words how much of an asshole I think you are for using that word. And then Chad goes, well, I said it respectfully.
Yeah. Chad's my fucking hero.
So the way I got involved was I just responded to that Bruins fan, and I was like, sorry, Bruins fan. He meant wicked retarded.
Yeah.
And Chad loved it. Then Dan started bashing me. Now, this is why Dan is such a dumb piece of shit.
Okay.
He, for a week now, has been preaching to all of us that the Devils had as good of a defensive core to build off of as you can in the NHL, and Shiro threw it away. Now, that defensive core, these are the three names he listed. Adam Larson.
Bad.
Andy Green.
Old.
Ready for this one? John Merrill. And he went on to fight to the death for John Merrill based on plus minus.
Oh, the most archaic stat to exist.
That he's an elite defenseman. And we gave up on him too early. And he said that. So not, then when we all shit on him for using plus minus, because it's the most useless stat, he was like, fine, don't look at plus minus then. Look at his point totals. He's played 5 seasons since New Jersey, and he has fucking more point production than he did with New Jersey. So now you're looking at points for a defenseman.
Hasn't he been on Vegas, who's been a powerhouse?
Wait, so timeout. So then I look it up. I'm like, what the fuck is this guy talking about? He played 4 seasons since New Jersey and 4 seasons with New Jersey. He had 64 points in 4 seasons with New Jersey and 60 in 4 seasons since New Jersey. So he got the amount of years wrong. He got less points in 4 years. And that was another. I'm glad you brought up Vegas. So my boy Chad.
He wasn't even getting ice time in Vegas.
My boy Chad was like, he went to a cup contender in Vegas. And
yeah, only now is he on Detroit.
He was a healthy scratch half the time.
Yeah.
And then he goes, he didn't go to a cup contender in Vegas.
They contended for the cup that fucking year, you asshole.
He goes, when he went there, they were just an expansion team.
That went to the cup and contended for it.
Yeah, and they've been contenders since. The guy's a full-blown idiot. I was like, buddy, stop. You're making yourself look a lot fucking worse. And yeah, he kept fighting for the death. He loves fucking everything Lou Lamoriello does. He was coming at me. I was like, if you guys had your way, like, we'd still have the team that Lou was trying to do by signing a fucking 45-year-old Jager.
Yeah.
Shit like that. That's not the sign of a rebuild. And he was like, well, look at Lou's team now. And I was like, yeah, they're a great team, but Lou didn't build that team.
No.
He brought in Trotz. Good for him.
Yep.
Brought in a couple players here. I said, but if the Islanders don't win the cup in the next 5 years, he's going to do the same thing he did to the Devils with them. He's just going to keep signing fucking old, washed-up players.
Yeah, like, if you look at the team,
give them way too much money, and he's already kind of done that.
Yeah, like, I mean, he saved 50% on Zajac and Palmieri. But, like, if you look at the team that was built before Lou got there, they already had Barzal. They had Beauvillier. They had Adam Pellick, who I think is underrated and one of the best shutdown defensemen in the league.
Yeah.
Like, they had the goalies that they have.
Shout out to Garth Snow.
Yeah.
Not Lou.
Fucking O'Connor, whatever, dumb fuck. I'm glad we got to take that trip. That's longer than I thought it would, but I'm happy it did.
No, I'm sorry. But he is a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
And I said at the top to the guy Chad before I was even going back and forth with Dan dude, I was like, thank you for being one of few Devils fans I don't hate.
He gets it.
I was like, I usually hate most Devils fans. He's like, I feel the same way. And then Dan was like, I'll prove to you what you're talking about. And I was like, no, I already knew.
Yeah.
But you're doing a great job.
Yeah, of proving your point, not his.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fun. You want to get into some headlines here that happened throughout the week?
Sure.
All right, subject to change, but training camp was announced to start September 22nd and the regular season October 12th. So guys actually get a camp this year, which is good.
That's big.
No one really got one this year. It was like, what, a week for teams that didn't even make the play-ins and playoffs or whatever?
Yeah.
So that's good. TNT is the league's new secondary broadcast partner in the U.S. for the next 7 years. So I think they get 3 cups in the next 7 years broadcast on there and half the playoff games.
TNT and TBS.
Yeah.
So it's
$225 million a year.
Sports.
That's a fucking good chunk of change for 7 years.
Not only that, but just the ESPN deal alone was more than the NBC deal. It was like double.
Yeah. And now
on top of it. And what else is great is that you said they get like 3 cups. Then I don't know. It does switch around too much in playoffs for my liking. But
because it goes every other year, I think.
Yeah, it's like ESPN gets fucking the first couple rounds, and then like TNT gets the fucking.
Oh, is that what they're doing? I thought they were
conference finals, and then.
Well, no, they each get a conference final,
and then like one channel gets a fucking cup 1 year, then the next year. I don't know.
Well, I think they each get a cup like alternating years. They both get a conference final, and then I think.
Oh, they get what would make sense final each.
Yeah.
Okay.
Every year. And then I think what would make sense would be like to have like Central and East on ESPN, North and West on TBS and TNT. At least that's
what
makes sense.
Well, the divisions are going to be different again anyway. But,
yeah.
But I'm excited about it. And I think so you said when we were talking about the ESPN deal, you're like, I'm already a fan, so I don't care if they make more fans. And I get that sentiment, but what's good for hockey and what's good for the league is good for us as fans. It's good for the teams. The more money flowing in.
Good for us as a podcast, I guess.
Yeah, that too. And the more money flowing into the league, the better it's going to be, the less likely to have lockouts and shit. Because, like, I mean, I'm guessing just because the NHL is the lowest on the totem pole of the four major sports.
Yep.
And
well, now even like UFC and fucking soccer gaining popularity here where it's getting lower.
And none of the other three have had lockout issues. So I feel like that's probably a part of it. It's because they're scraping for cash all the time. So dividing it up isn't as easy. And yeah, with soccer too, not that I want to talk about soccer, but if that Super League bullshit ends up happening in Europe, I don't know if you heard about that.
Yeah, I heard it, but it's soccer. Who gives a shit?
Well, what I'm saying is if that ends up happening, a lot of players from the other teams might leave to come to the MLS here, which will make soccer more popular here.
That's true.
And could hurt hockey.
Yeah, so good for the TNT deal.
Yeah, and my favorite part about all of this.
I'm starting to come around on it, though. Like, the whole we'll get more eyes on the sport. Like, I'm starting to come around.
Well, here's the thing. NBC, I think, only has 50 national games a year.
Yeah, ESPN alone
is
carrying.
ESPN is 75, and then TNT and TBS. Or no, ESPN alone is 100.
Yeah, and then 70.
And 72 for TNT. So that's 172 games. Some of them are, like, on Hulu or whatever and shit. But still, like, that's 172 games around the league that fans could watch throughout the year.
Yeah, even
compared
when it's
to 50.
Even when it's on Hulu, it's just going to, like, with your subscription, it'll be free. You can just watch a game.
So that's more than three times
as
much.
Which helps me because I don't have cable and I fucking illegally stream every single game I watch.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome. So, yeah, I love that. Way more money, way more games. Can't
so
be mad.
So I'm part of the problem. If you look at it that way.
Yeah, a little bit.
Speaking of, like, we touched on the divisions and realignments and stuff. NHL gave the teams two options for next year. I don't know if you saw that in the breakdown.
Yeah, yeah.
The conference-based playoffs, which would be a home-and-home versus the entire other conference, would be 32 games. Three games versus the other division, which would be 24. And then the remaining 26 games would be in their own division, playing five teams four times and two teams three times. I hate that shit. Like, make it an even number.
Yeah.
Or, this is the one I like better, like this year's format for divisional playoffs. So, home and home versus the other, like, conference, again, 32 games. Four games versus each divisional opponent for 28 games, and then six games left for, like, special scheduling. So, I'm assuming that might be a Winter Classic, a Stadium Series, like, a something overseas, how like Tampa Bay played in Stockholm and the Devils played in Switzerland. Like that one year, like to start a season, you know, to have two teams just go over there and play like overseas in Europe somewhere.
Yeah.
Or like maybe like an old school rivalry with it, you know, an extra game of Chicago versus Detroit or, you know, something like that would be kind of cool. That's the one I'm more of a fan of.
Oh yeah. Me too.
I love this divisional play. I don't like as how many games they're playing. I understand the restrictions, but the just to see the same teams play each other and over, and then it, like every game actually means something. So
yeah,
I mean, Pittsburgh beats Detroit, who gives a shit? We knew that was going to happen, but like Pittsburgh has to win all their. You know what I mean? Like,
I will be honest though. Like for this year, I think the whole month of March was kind of boring for me.
Now it's starting to pick
like,
up, though.
It was exciting seeing the same teams in the beginning. March, it was like, I'm tired of seeing these same teams. Then now it's fun again because they're all pushed for playoffs. And like you said, every game counts.
Yes, sir.
Every game is a four-point game. So
speaking of playoffs, we got four teams that clinched so far with Carolina, Vegas, Colorado, and, surprise, Minnesota. So in that West division, there's only one spot left.
Yeah.
I think you have St. Louis battling for it with Arizona, who's only a couple points out. San Jose... Do they have, like, an outside shot? Like,
I think
real outside? And
I think
then
L.A. might be
L.A.,
closer
than San Jose. I think Anaheim, I think, is eliminated already.
Maybe.
I know Buffalo, New Jersey, Columbus, and Detroit are eliminated.
Yeah.
But I can't remember about Anaheim.
Yeah, it was either Anaheim or San Jose, I think.
Anaheim, I know, is last in the division, but I'm just not sure if they're mathematically eliminated yet. I think it might have happened last night if they lost, but tonight...
Either way, they're not making.
No, hell no. But tonight, Florida, Tampa Bay, and Pittsburgh can all clinch.
Yeah, it's exciting.
That's kind of cool. And yeah, all the games in the North now are like real heavy. Like,
yeah.
Every single game counts, which is fun to see.
Because even like you know, the Devils and the Sabres are completely out. They have no shot. I mean, they have no shot anyway. But all the teams they're playing are, like, kind of fighting. So, like, the Devils still have... Well, Philly's probably out, too, but it is what it is. But, like, Buffalo just beat the Bruins.
Mm-hmm.
And they're playing them again, I think, tonight or tomorrow or something.
Yeah.
So, it's like...
Those bottom two teams can play spoiler.
Doesn't fucking matter. But, yeah, exactly. They can play spoiler because Boston's, like, not in a great spot right now, so...
No, because especially with the Rangers picking up, like,
yeah,
they're...
they've been on fire the last few weeks.
I think since, was it St. Patrick's Day or some shit, Adam Fox has the most points for defensemen.
Yep.
Zibanejad has the most goals, and I think Panarin has the most points total.
Yeah.
Like, since then. So they're
been,
on a fucking...
They've been
run.
Putting up, like, fucking 8 goals, like, regularly.
Yeah, I'm sad about it.
It's bothering me. It's like the fucking 80s.
Yeah. And did you see what Robin Lehner said about all that COVID shit?
No.
Dude, he'll get my Vezina vote just for his stance on this. Like, he's talked about mental health before and all that stuff, like a couple weeks ago. He came out and said that the NHL said that they would like let up on the restrictions once players are vaccinated.
And didn't.
Players get vaccinated. Didn't let up on anything. So
yeah,
these players...
Kind of like our government.
Yeah. These players are like, you're home or you're at the rink. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, that's tough. Especially like when you have to travel, you're at the hotel or you're at the rink. Like,
oh,
you guys
shout
can't
out,
really do anything.
Sorry. Shout out to, I hope I don't fuck this up, Kazmir Kaskasuo. He's the...
Did you just fucking cast a spell on me?
I do have a wand over there. Whatever.
Another goal horn.
Oops. Yeah, Kazmir Kaskasuo. Proud to say, I have a hockey YouTube content creator that I don't hate.
Okay.
Because he's an actual player. He's the Nashville Predators taxi squad goalie. Guy has a YouTube channel. I fucking love him. He's a great guy, and it really opened my eyes to, like, how tough this season is on players,
yeah.
Specifically the taxi squad guys. There's, like, literally, there was a video where he was, like, put on waivers and then sent to the AHL, but fucking Milwaukee, like, opted out this season, so he had to go to Chicago. He drove from Nashville to Chicago and, like, got there, and then the next morning, they're like, JK, come back, we're bringing you back up. Had to drive back. And then they were, like, going to put him on waivers again, and fucking, like, Saros got hurt, and he had to go in, and, like, this and that. You got to get tested every day. He's, like, they have him in a temporary hotel room. He's trying to get his fucking family over, and they don't know if they get an apartment or not because he might be put on waivers again. And, like, it's a lot of shit that I don't think fans think about when guys are, like, sent down and shit.
Oh, definitely not.
And especially for the taxi squad guys this year, there's so much moving around. Like, that's got to be fucking tough.
Yeah, especially when you're traveling with the team and then, like, you can't even hang out with the team.
Yeah.
But then you spend time in the locker room with everyone at the same time
and like
on the bench.
He's on the bench and, like, he has to wear a mask because he's the taxi squad goalie. But it's like,
yeah.
What the fuck? I don't know. But yeah, it was just really weird. But yeah, he's a great guy. He has a great YouTube channel, and I'm a big fan of him. And his name is cool, and his initials are KK, and he has the coolest personal logo I've ever seen because he's a goalie. It's a backwards K and a forwards K, and it looks like a goalie cage.
Nice.
It's fucking sick, so shout out to that guy.
All right, we can go a couple of different ways here because you mentioned a goalie cage, which made me think of it, and then a backup goalie, which made me think of it, and... Also, you mentioned YouTube content creators. So, first of all, for the YouTube content creators, I just want to get
the goalie thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know you want to. For content creators, hey, if you listen to this, go shit on someone's page. Tell them we sent you.
Yeah.
I don't care. Just go.
Especially Hot Take Hockey, because that guy sucks.
Yeah.
I looked it up after you were telling me about it. Oh, fuck.
Bad.
But yeah, the biggest one, who I want you to shit on the most would be Hot Take Hockey. Steve Dangle, because he's the worst human being.
Yeah, I think enough people shit on him as it is, but keep going.
And post to post, because people like him for some reason. So please shit on post to post.
Yeah, that guy's a fucking art critic. That's it.
Not even a good one.
No, but yeah, you can go into your goalie thing.
All right. Goaltender Fred Brathwaite. I hope I'm saying that correctly.
Braithwaite, I think.
Braithwaite. He's coach for the Henderson Silver Knights, and apparently they're E-Bug, emergency backup goalie. He had to suit up the other night, so I said the other night because I wrote these notes for... But it was almost a week ago.
Yeah, keep going.
He had to suit up, didn't get any playing time, but still, 48 years old, he becomes the oldest former Atlanta Thrasher to be a part of a professional hockey game, and he still had the Thrasher's helmet.
Not a mark on it.
It was fucking beautiful. Yeah. I loved it. You love to see it. And I don't know if you wanted to take this one, but I'm selfish. And speaking of E-Bugs, Anton Forsberg was the intended starter for Ottawa Saturday night against the Canucks.
I'm glad you went here because I was going
to
go here next.
Yeah, he was injured during warmups, so Hogberg had to dress to back up Murray. And Murray leaves with a lower body injury 4 minutes and 27 seconds into the second period. Taxi squad captain Artem Anisimov suited up as a goalie in the locker room just in case.
Yeah, 6'5", big guy standing in the crease.
There is a chance that Anisimov would have played net.
That would have been funny to see.
I don't know if that has ever happened in the league before, and I'm willing to bet no.
Who are they playing? Do you remember?
They were playing Vancouver.
Vancouver? It would have been funny if they were playing Toronto, and then Artem Anisimov had to come in and then beat Toronto.
Yeah. That is what it is. That would definitely be funny.
Yeah, I think they asked the player, like, where's the best place to shoot on Artem Anisimov? And the guy's like, anywhere.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
He's not a goalie.
But yeah, that was good to see.
But do they not have an emergency backup goalie? Like,
there's no need for him this year because you have to have three suited at all times.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, but that's true.
Yeah, so I mean, you see the backup on the bench, but the other guy's just in the locker room hanging out.
Sure. Yeah, which was Hogberg, and he went in. He had to play. But that's what I don't get. I thought you had to at least have one on the bench, though. So Anisimov was in the locker room.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Probably just chilling.
Yeah, but still crazy. So they had
two
taxi squad guys have to come in and shoot up the goal.
So. Honestly, if I'm on Vancouver and I see Anisimov on the bench in goalie equipment,
I'm taking a run
at the goalie, like, who's playing, and I'll take the fucking 2-3-game suspension if it means my team can just fucking shell Anisimov.
Oh, yeah, that'd be hysterical.
Like, once that other goalie's injured and can't play.
Yeah, and it would just be such a fucking cool / weird / slightly embarrassing moment for the NHL. if you throw a forward in, like, to play goalie, but that's weird.
Here, he's the biggest guy we have that's not dressed. Like, so we're going to throw him
in. There's no other sport where there's a position that's so different than all the others. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, football, if your fucking quarterbacks go out, like, there's other guys that know how to throw a football.
Yeah,
or could hand off a ball. It happens a lot.
Honestly, I think this past season there was a time where one team only had one rostered quarterback, and if he went down, like, a wide receiver was going to play.
Yeah, and there's a lot of guys that already are, like, the second or third string.
Yeah, I think. Wait, maybe you think maybe catcher in baseball, just because he's got to know the signs and shit, and he's got to be able to, like, catch and read pitches.
I guess
that's hard to play. I mean, quarterback is hard to play too, because you have to know the playbook and plays, but.
But if you're, like, already part of the offense, like, you know the plays, and they're probably just giving you handoffs and shit.
Also. Yeah. Yeah, they're definitely going to dumb it down.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean,
And if you're, like, they have guys that are the third fucking quarterback, so I'm sure a couple times, like, they'll go over some plays with them anyway.
Yeah, a fucking punter with an arm will come in.
In practice. Yeah. So, it is what it is. Catcher, yeah, like you said, the signs, but again, I think they just dumb it down.
Yeah, that's probably true. Since we're talking about injuries, Ovi missed his first game due to injury since 2015 on Saturday night, I think.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the guy's been playing. Speaking of playing, Keith Yandle, second all-time in consecutive games played at, like, 915 or 916 now. He's got one other guy to catch for most consecutive games played all time. And back to injuries, all these guys are injured for the rest of the season. Dylan Larkin, Tyler Bertuzzi, Franz Nielsen, Jonas Korpisalo, Jacob Silverberg, Nikolai Ehlers, and Noah Hanifin.
Yeah.
All of them this week were just like, I'm fucking dead. So.
Oh, speaking of injuries, but it's one that happened kind of a while ago. I don't even know if you heard about this. But today or yesterday, maybe yesterday, Andrew Shaw announces his retirement.
Yep. I was going to go there next, buddy. So, I mean, you're just fucking, you're in my head today.
Sorry, you can take it because I know you're a big Shaw guy.
I thought you were a big Shaw guy.
I am a big Shaw guy, but you love Shaw. Like,
I think we like Shaw equally, honestly. Yeah.
People could say what they want about the guy, but he was a huge part of the three cups in Chicago.
The definition of a grinder.
Exactly.
10 seasons, and I thought he only had 2 cups with Chicago.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Maybe just the last 2.
Yeah.
But he's like the exact guy every team like needs in playoffs.
Yeah.
Like kind of like that's why I loved, even though I hated seeing it as a Devils fan, I loved seeing Tampa Bay pick up Coleman. Mm-hmm. I was like, that's the kind of guy that's going to be really important in playoffs. And he was.
Yeah. That whole line.
Yeah. So, it sucks to see. He was injured in February. He was placed on LTIR in March. And then now he just said, for the first time in his career, he's listening to doctors and he's doing what's best for his life long term. Because he said he knows the way he plays and that he's not going to be able to change the way he plays.
Yeah, no.
Which I respect.
Yeah. So, do you remember the, I think it was a Stanley Cup final, or I know it was in the playoffs.
The head goal?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. That time he fucking headed in.
Goal. And everybody had to like dig through the rule book to see if
it was legal.
Yeah.
Turns out it's not.
Yeah, I guess not.
Florida, they're allowing 47% capacity for the first round of their playoffs. Okay. And if they make a deep run, they're hoping to get 100% in the building, which yeah. I think this year they can actually do.
Well, in Florida, we just saw that UFC event and
sold out.
They gave no fucks.
And, not at all.
And we'll see what happens.
Nothing will happen.
Exactly. But yeah, people have been concerned. When I knew they were doing full capacity crowd, no mask, no nothing, I was like, this makes so much sense that it's the UFC and Florida.
Yeah,
like, both those things make so much sense.
Yeah.
Because not only the UFC's like primary fan base is like, fuck this bullshit, but Dana White himself has been very outspoken.
Yeah, the president of it.
About not giving a fuck.
Although,
and then Florida was like, come here, buddy.
Although they were the first sport to like really show that you can do it. You know, like they were testing people nonstop, still putting on events with no fans at all.
They had the
just the
island.
Only people required to go. This has turned into just more of an overall sports podcast all of a sudden. We've talked about multiple different sports
today. Listen, it is what it is.
We haven't been back in a week. Just forgive it.
We haven't talked to each other in a week. That's what
it makes
it
me sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked for like a half hour before
Dana too. White like fucking rented a little St. James Island from Epstein for a little bit there.
Wow.
Something like that. He's still alive. anyway, speaking of fucking people that fuck kids, probably. Crosby scored a third period goal against the Devils on Saturday. And we were talking about this kind of recently, how like every career milestone Ovi has had has been against the Devils.
Yeah.
Well, now Crosby does it too.
Devils, by the way, 10 consecutive losses. I think that's
it's
the longest in history for that franchise.
That's surprising because it was rough before I was born.
Yeah, in the 80s, it was bad.
Yeah. But Crosby solidifies at least a point per game for 16 consecutive seasons, behind only Gordie Howe at 17 and the great one with 19. And I think he definitely has 4 more years in him.
He was this. Did you say he's the second player in history to go point per game for his first 16 seasons? Or did you just say he had 16 total?
I said he had 16, and he's behind Howe with 17.
I spaced out a bit there. But he's the second player in history to do it in his first 16 seasons.
Yeah, because Howe, like, there was a couple gaps there. And then he, like, because he played forever.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I think there's a chance he beats Gretzky out. Who knows? I think he definitely has 4 years in him. And, yeah, I'm sure he could get to a point per game in those seasons.
If Pittsburgh doesn't decline first.
Yeah, which
it's a race against that at this point. It's a race against a rebuild.
It's looking rough.
Although they're first in the East right now.
I know. And
that's without Malkin.
And I predicted at the beginning of the year that they would miss playoffs.
But for a couple months, you were looking right.
I know. They really pieced it together towards the end.
That pissed me off, too.
Older players I don't really care for. Chara becomes the 5th D-man. So these are guys like, you can't knock them. Like, these are still impressive things. But Chara becomes the 5th defenseman in NHL history to reach 1,600 games So he's 12 behind Ray Bourque, 15 behind Larry Murphy, 35 behind Scott Stevens, and 51 behind Chris Chelios. So if he plays one more season, he breaks that record.
And doesn't get injured.
Yeah.
You think he plays another season?
Yeah. Well, he has, what, like 10 games left this year?
Yeah.
So he would need at least 41 games more in his tank. I think he has 41 games.
Yeah.
My question more so is not whether he can play. It's like if he wants to.
If Washington wins the cup, he probably just retires.
Yeah. But also, if they don't win the cup, he might retire. Because I feel like the only reason, well, I don't know. It's not like he didn't leave Boston. They just didn't resign him, which was completely understandable from their end.
Yeah, he has 1,600 games under his belt. He's old as shit.
Yeah. But I don't know. I think, listen, I don't know where the guy's heart is at, but who knows. I'd like to see him to break the record, though. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. I agree.
And yeah, two of those five defensemen in front of him are two of my favorite, like, NHL defensemen of all time.
One of them is my favorite player of all time. Yeah,
Scott Stevens and Chris Chelios for me.
Yeah, Scott Stevens is my favorite player of all time.
I think the rest of my top five for D-men would probably have to be like Lidstrom, Pronger, and Danico, just because I love the guy.
I like how that was just unprovoked, and you kind of had this list already in your head of who your favorite top five D-men were.
Yeah,
but you mentioned Danico, so I want to go into this. Did you see him fall out of his chair on national television?
No.
Dude.
What's it on NHL Network?
I think so. It was like whatever, like that side NHL thing that he does, like as an analyst, like if you can call him that. I mean, he's never looked more shit-faced because he had both his legs up on the fucking desk and was leaning back, and then the chair just fucking failed him. And my man just ate shit. Yeah, you got to watch it.
I hope he didn't hit his melon because he can't take too much more of that.
No, not at all. But God. I thought you might have seen that.
I did not, but I have to.
Also, funny thing, the GoFundMe that Vancouver fans started, they used every penny to hire a plane to fly a banner that said hashtag fire Benning over Vancouver. Not happy with the coach. Or the GM. The GM, sorry.
Yeah. Hate their fans, but I like that.
You like to move.
I like that
a lot.
Hate
the fans like to move.
I hate the fans. I hate how much they bitch. I hate how they started a petition to get the first overall pick.
Yeah, fuck yourself.
But I like that move.
Yeah, it's a good move. It's a good move.
It's not bad. Really, the only other note I have here is Mark Scheifele was benched for 17 minutes straight against the Maple Leafs. Yeah, and I didn't look into why. I just thought it was funny.
Yeah, me too. I have here Kaprizov keeps rolling.
Yep.
Haven't mentioned him in an episode or two. Figure we had to. And then Jacob Vrana, 4 goals in 1 game.
Yeah, yeah.
The Yizer plan is starting. Like, I feel like it's like Bitcoin. Get in now on Detroit.
Yeah.
Because in a couple years with Yizerman fucking backing that.
Well, even I mean, Bitcoin is kind of like an old thing now. We got
it. I'm just saying
NFTs,
it's going to be like
or
that.
Because
those are so fucking stupid.
So dumb, but
dude, I can go on.
I feel like that's what people are saying
about
Detroit.
Anyway, yeah. I feel like he's kind of like that. Whereas if you didn't get in early, you're going to miss the boat and you're going to be a bandwagoner fucking when that team is good again.
Yep. I don't know if they're making playoffs fucking 25 straight seasons, but.
No, I don't think that's.
But they're going to be good again and it's going to be sooner than people think.
Yeah.
And I tried being high on this team this year, and I wasn't right, but I'm going to keep piping them up for next year, or at least the coming years. I still think Ottawa is going to be good before people realize.
Yeah.
I think they would have, even though the North probably was the weakest division this year, I think them staying in the North kind of hurt them.
Oh, 100%.
So.
See, I can't. So now, like.
They've lost the majority of their games, but they've been competitive in almost all of them.
Yeah.
And they're young as shit.
Oh, 100%. And speaking of young, want to throw it out there. We shit on Buffalo a lot, and we both understand that the Devils are only 2 points above them in standings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just know, we're not happy, but we get it.
Yeah, but I can't. So now all the East teams are good. Washington.
Yeah.
Carolina.
And
Pittsburgh.
Buffalo, too. I think it's more, it more has to do with the realignment for them this year. They should have been decent. That's why, like, yeah, the Devils are close to them. The standings are only 2 points ahead. And we shit on Buffalo. We don't shit on the Devils as much. Blah, blah, blah. People can say that. But we were supposed to suck, and we sucked.
Yeah, Buffalo had hopes. Yeah. Well, the point I was getting to is once all these teams are windows closing soon.
Yeah.
If you look at teams like Washington, some of their guys are getting older. Some guys need new, bigger contracts.
Especially in
Pittsburgh,
the East.
They showed at the beginning of the season, like, they just didn't have their legs under them. They're getting older. They have guys that need big contracts. Carolina, I think they're going to be a powerhouse for a little while. But as soon as these teams start to dwindle a little bit, like, I think that's when Jersey's going to come up, like Ottawa. I think maybe Anaheim, if they can, with Drysdale, Zegras, if they don't waste Gibson's fucking time anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
I love the transition of when the teams that have been good for 5 years, like, start to slow down, and, like, all the teams that suck start coming back up. Like, and it kind of flip-flops division.
Yeah, and it kind of, it happens before people really notice, too. But I try to remind people that, like, whenever I see people bitching about rebuilds, the Devils one in particular, I always see Devils fans bitching, this rebuild is taking forever. It's like, it's been 5 years. It's like, everyone's praising, like, oh, look how, like, that fucking idiot Dan was talking about, oh, what about Lou's team now, the Islanders? Did you forget the Islanders sucked dick for 11 years straight?
Yeah.
Like, they were the laughing stock of the league for 11 years straight. To get to where they are now, they still haven't won.
Yeah.
Edmonton sucked for over a decade. Still haven't won. Buffalo
Toronto,
sucked for 50
they're
years.
They're supposed to have a fucking great team every year and choke.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, fucking rebuilds take a long fucking time. And then once you're a contender, there's still a lot of other good fucking teams.
Yeah. So we didn't do it Saturday, do a podcast Saturday. So I'm going to do Cuck of the Week every Wednesday because we're only doing one episode a week now.
I'm a cuck, fuck my lover, fuck my sister, fuck my mother, fuck my country, fuck my race, then finish on my face.
This one goes without saying, you've been wanting it for a while. It's Connor McDavid. I know, sure, he just scored a hat trick last night. Sure, he's the fastest player since Mario Lemieux to hit 80 points in a season. Sure, he can hit 100 points in a shortened season.
Don't get us wrong. I like watching the kid play.
He's a great player, but also the fucking meme I made. When the meme I made on our fucking Instagram got the most likes, people are starting to see that when he gets frustrated, he's a little bitch.
Yep.
He's almost like Crosby-esque in that.
And
that fucking area.
I hate to give Crosby credit. I already did this episode. Fuck. But I don't know if they have any sort of a relationship. But if I were Crosby and we were friends, I would tell the kid, be like, listen, ease up on the bitching about shit and getting frustrated.
The fucking elbows.
Because Crosby has said now that he regrets whining like a bitch early on in his career.
Yeah.
And I get how it could be frustrating for a young player, especially on a team that's not really performing as well as you should have.
Yeah, he's so used to dominating when he's on the ice, and when he's not, like, he has nowhere to go but to throw elbows. Like, so he did it to Corey Perry.
Yeah.
Which everyone was kind of happy about because he did it to Corey Perry.
Yeah.
It was some embellishment, too. He threw his head back pretty hard. But
yeah,
then
Perry definitely dove a bit.
Oh, 100%. But then he also took a run at Byron in that same game.
Yeah.
That no one
just jumped
brought
on
up.
His back.
No one brought up. It was the same kind of hit that he laid in at center ice when he elbowed fucking, what's his name in there?
Kotkaniemi.
Yeah. It was the same kind of shit.
Yep.
So,
and then what I hate too is, like, anytime he's getting a penalty for this shit, he's throwing a tantrum on the way to the fucking box.
Yeah, he's like, you did it.
And rolling his eyes and shit. And it's like, either get better at hiding it and make it not seem intentional, or just shut the fuck up and take it.
Yeah.
If you're gonna play like that, then fucking, like, yeah, I'm frustrated. I fucking hit him.
Imagine, like, what an interview would look like with him if he got a suspension.
Oh, my God.
What a fucking bitch. So, yeah, there's your cuck of the week.
Yep.
And fucking, I know you've been wanting it. You would have gave it to him over Crosby a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
there you go.
In hindsight, yeah, I would have.
Fucking cuck David wins.
Cuck David. I like it. I saw that hashtag. I liked it a lot.
Thanks.
Cuck Dave.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
No honorable mentions for Cuck of the Week?
No, we went straight to it.
All right. Were there any?
I didn't even want to look. I just wanted to give it to him.
I think there was one you set, but it was like a while ago now. And then the McDavid thing happened. But yeah. Definitely a cuck.
Yep. Useless stats we shouldn't keep track of what we do anyway?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, so this is a week's worth of shit. So we'll just start with the misconducts. We got Travis Hamonic, Wayne Simmonds, and Pierre-Luc Dubois. Simmonds and Dubois got it in the same game. And I really, really, really hope we get to see a Toronto-Winnipeg playoff series. Like, especially with the
it's
been heating up.
Heating up.
And honestly, Winnipeg kind of reminds me a little bit of Boston in the way, like, they have big forwards, like, they're hard to play against, a good goaltender, solid D. And that's been Toronto's kryptonite every single year in the playoffs. So it would just be fun to see the Canada version of Boston beat Toronto.
Yeah, yeah. Like somebody else filling in that role.
Yep. And then goals in the first or last minute of a period, we had 39 with 14 empty netters and only 3 game winners. And I think Victor Hedman had 2 of those. So fucking good for that guy.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I got first goals here. Got Nolan Foot.
Oh, how many you got?
What?
How many you got?
12.
Okay.
Nolan Foot, Connor Clifton, Vinny Hinostroza, Matt Tennyson, Kevin Miller, spells it with an A. It's very fucking bad. I hate it. Change it. Dennis Cholowski, Joachim Blichfeld. That's unfortunate. John Hayden, you suck. Alex Barrière-Boulet. First of his career, I'm not French, but I'm French. Well, actually, I am French.
Yeah, you are French, you idiot.
Alex Barrière-Boulet, I think that's right. First of his career, 8th game played. Max McCormick, Mikey Anderson, and Alexander Barabanov. First of his career in his 14th game played. I love how I go, I'm not French.
Dude, you're so French, the E in your last name has an accent over
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm French.
You're so fucking French.
Yeah, it is what it is. There's something that I realized I left out when we were talking about it. So after I do shutouts here, I'm going to bring it up quick.
Okay.
But shutouts, we got 6 of them.
You get nothing. You lose.
Tuukka Rask, 32 saves for the 51st of his career. Ilya Samsonov, 26 saves for the 3rd of his career. Honorable mention to Varlamov. So it's not a shutout, but he has 28 saves through regulation and overtime, and they lose 1-0 in a shootout. So
I'll allow it. I like the honorable mention.
Matt Murray, 31 saves for the 13th of his career before he got hurt like a little bitch. Darcy Kemper, 26 saves for the 20th of his career. And Tristan Jarry, 30 saves for the 6th of his career.
Good day, sir.
That's nice. A week where they all count.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, one honorable mention that didn't count.
Well, no, I'm just saying that they all count as shutouts because there's over 20 saves.
Yeah. So what I forgot to mention, and I don't know if you saw, but I hope you did. So we've discussed before how we both hate Juuse Arcara.
I thought you fucking were just going to say.
Oh my God.
You emphasized it so hard at the beginning. My bad.
I'm going to cut all this out, but I was just listening.
Just go horn some things.
Oh
man.
Anyway, yeah, so we both said how we hate Juuse Arcara, and now people are gonna think it.
Just leave that. Leave that part.
It had nothing to do with that.
No, it didn't.
All right.
Not at all.
But yeah, and it was kind of a while ago, but he had a fight. I forget who he fought, but he was dazed. Like, he was stumbling.
Oh, yeah.
And
he got rocked.
You were like, even though I'm not a fan of the guy, like, you never want to see a guy turn into Jell-O like that.
Yeah.
It's tough. Well, it happened again.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It wasn't a fight. It was a perfectly clean, beautiful hit by Romanov.
Oh, in the corner?
Yeah. No.
Oh, there was somebody who got fucking...
It might not have been the corner. It was along the boards, but not in the corner. Okay. He was like around the blue line area.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong.
There was somebody who got fucking just leveled against the boards and was just wobbly and like couldn't even skate on his own. I forgot who that was. But that was Mike Moore in the corner.
It was all right. Maybe it was the corner because it had to be Carrot. It was the only one I saw. But
there might have been two.
Yeah, Romanov just threw a beautiful fucking hit. It was clean as could be, but it just fucking stopped him dead. And I don't know. He didn't go down, but he was like still just clearly knocked out.
Yep.
And then he starts skating away, and he's real fucking woozy, and like falls down to his knees and gets back up. And, like, a ref immediately was like, I gotta fucking help this guy. Starts skating towards him. And then Ethan Bear, I believe, his teammate, skates towards him to help him up. And he's, like, falling back again. He had to, like, grab his jersey to, like, hold him up.
This might have been the same hit, and I'm just stupid.
So, yeah, the ref blew the whistle and took him off the ice. You hate to see it. But
just call it for the season.
Yeah.
Come back next year.
I hope, because now that's like twice in a month.
Yeah.
That's not good for your noggin.
I mean, like, to bring it back to UFC, there's a reason why guys who get knocked out have medical suspensions and no contact suspensions for like 60 to 90 days afterward. Cause
yeah, that's not good.
It's not,
Give him a dark room, give him a blanket, tell him to get ready for next year.
Fucking cup of hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Turn on some fucking cartoons and just tell him to take it easy.
Yeah, that's not good for the peach.
No.
So, yeah. Hate to see it, but yeah, hopefully it gets better. And but give him the rest of the year.
Oh yeah, 100%.
But what a hit! Let me tell you.
Yeah, the surprising thing was he never went down until he like tried to skate away and then was real wobbly.
Yeah, and he like almost fell a couple times there. It was nuts.
Yeah, after a hit like that, you expect the guy to just be fucking flat, out cold, and then get up, or do a fucking. Who did Scott Stevens hit? Ron Francis?
He hit a lot of people.
No, I
mean?
Know. I think it was the Ron Francis one where like he gets hit, goes down to the ice, and tries to skate back to the bench and just fucking is on all fours like and just can't make it.
Yeah, yeah. Might have been.
Yeah, I think it was Ron Francis. Anyway, five for fighting.
Yeah.
Both guys, 5 minutes each for fighting!
Change the fucking pace this time. You forgot to put games down. I had to send you my list.
Yeah, and hopefully it works out for me this week because I went 1-4 and you went 4-1. So now I'm 8 games back and fucked.
You know what I'm thinking? It just sunk in. I think you did it on purpose. You're like, oh, it seemed to work out for him. I'm going to forget game.
Honestly, I didn't, but you know what? If it works, it works.
I don't even know who goes first.
I
think it's you.
I thought it was you. All right, we'll go me.
Yeah.
I'll give you Colorado Vegas on Wednesday.
Okay. Okay. I kind of wanted to give that to you, but I'll go with Colorado.
All righty.
And I'm going to have to give you... I didn't put these in order, but it just works out that it's a game I really want to give you. Edmonton versus Winnipeg Wednesday.
I want to go Winnipeg. I know McDavid hit the hat trick. He's on a heater. I just don't want to see him win.
I feel that. Yep.
Let's go Pittsburgh, Washington on Thursday for you.
I like it. I think Ovi's still out, right?
I don't know.
He might be. I'm not sure. So I kind of want to go Pittsburgh. But fuck, if Ovi's in, I want to go Washington. Oh, no. Pittsburgh usually, the Crosby versus Ovi thing, it's usually always Crosby, which sucks. But yeah, I'll go Pittsburgh.
Okay.
And let me throw you another Winnipeg game. I'll give you Winnipeg-Montreal Friday.
Friday? Give me Winnipeg. I'm a Winnipeg fan this week. Hopefully Scheifele gets his head out of his ass after being benched for 17 minutes and PLD can stay on the ice and play the whole game and not get a misconduct. So Winnipeg fan this week, they're bound to win one of those, right?
Yeah.
Probably not. Let's see. God, fucking shit games.
Yeah, and this is the best.
This is the best
for these three
that we
days.
Could get, huh?
Yeah. Well, all now right. If we're doing every Tuesday, I guess we don't need to keep it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but
yeah,
it is what it is.
Yeah, it's already too late. I will give you Arizona, San Jose on Wednesday.
All right. I got to go Arizona.
Figured.
And then I'll give you Florida, Chicago Thursday.
I got to go Florida.
And I haven't done a good Chicago in a while. So.
Yeah, it's Chicago. Yeah, I got to go Florida there.
Yeah, it's a safe bet. Safe bet. But like you said, not many good games here.
And not many games I'll pick right. Let's keep it in the West for you, and we'll go Anaheim, LA on Friday.
I'm going to go with Anaheim, and then I'll give you Anaheim, LA Wednesday.
Let's ride the Dustin Brown hype train.
Okay.
So, yeah, we each have both teams all week. Let's see. For you, how many more do I have to fucking give you?
One.
This is the last one?
Yep.
I don't want to pick number 10. I also don't want you to pick number 10. Fuck it. I'll give you Vancouver, Ottawa on Wednesday.
I'm going to go... Fuck. I like Ottawa more. I feel like Vancouver has the edge, and I like that fucking plane move. Fuck the GM. That has nothing to do with the team on the ice, but just the spirit of it. I'm going to go Vancouver.
All right.
And then I'll give you Philadelphia Flyers versus New Jersey Devils Thursday.
I only... Okay, so this is a prime example of that whole... I think Philly's going to win, but I just got to go with the Devils. So I'm going to pick them, just like how I picked Nashville twice last week and knew that they weren't going to win at least one of those games, but I still picked them.
But the last game between these two teams was solid matchup. 3-3 goes to OT, goes to a shootout.
Yeah, and they're up 1-0 right now.
Ends 4-3, yeah.
So hopefully they win.
Yeah, we'll see. That's only the second time in Five for Fighting history one of us has picked a Devils game, and I gave you both of them.
Yeah. Wait, who did you pick for Van in Ottawa?
Vancouver?
Vancouver. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, it was a plane move. Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
All right, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, that's the episode.
I feel like we ran out of gas there at the end.
Yeah. Yeah, every time it comes up Five for Fighting, I just, the wind come out of my sails because I'm so bad.
You know what I think we got to do?
Yeah.
And it took us until there's like... one left in the fucking
season. We're
gonna
start it, the episode with that?
No. We should pre-pick, like, give each other the games ahead of time so we know what our answer is. Because I think our gas is, like, we're thinking about who we should go with and we're just,
hey, man,
the whole fucking time.
That's a really good fucking idea.
Why don't we just fucking do that?
Why haven't we
been
doing
that? And then that way we can just read it off.
Yeah, so for anybody who skips Five for Fighting, sorry, but we took us this long to come up with the
and
idea.
And that's... And I do the most editing in that because I have to cut up.
Yeah, this is more of a move for you.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just, I feel like it's very boring. And I just realized now, like, hey, we could have fixed this very easily.
Yeah.
And now I think there's literally only like one or two left.
Yeah, that's fucking upsetting.
Well, next year, I hope you guys enjoy it.
Yeah, please come back.
Yeah, and then we got to start thinking of what the punishment next year could be. But we'll get there when we get there. Zach said we should also do we should make predictions for playoffs this year.
Yeah, I was gonna
have
run that
like
by
a winner and a
yeah.
loser. I mean, I don't think it's a bad idea, but here's the thing: everybody loves playoff hockey. It sounds like fun, but I don't want to either one of us to have a lesser than playoff experience because of it.
Yeah, I don't think there should be a punishment for that, but like before
not
every,
even the punishment. I don't give a fuck about a punishment.
Every round we'll just say who we think is going to win that series and then we'll do, you know what I mean?
Keep tally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But. Not even like you're going to call me out when I'm wrong or whatever, and I'll call you out when you're wrong, but
oh, all right.
Yeah. So
no, Zach was saying we should do it kind of like a five for fighting thing again, but for playoffs. And like have, but I'm like,
no, we'll just go by
playoffs
series.
Are too unpredictable.
Yeah.
We both like to enjoy watching them.
Yeah. We'll just call the series, you know?
Yeah. All right. We could do that.
Cool.
But until then, yeah, I guess we'll be back next week.
Yeah.
All right. We're doing that now. But for now, Mike Milbury, Wes McCauley, and Jack Edwards, fuck you.